Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 648 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Lump the different items that were all alike together. Defts X10. This sheet has been identified and explained, and you notice that there were four items of drayage grouped together, the total being $6.70. I just extend that over to the right there, $6.70. Then I don't have to put drayage down in this book four times. Just make one entry of drayage for the four times we paid drayage together, which gives the same total and makes the book look a great deal neater. So on throughout, five items of cases, two items of postage, two items of parcel post, one item of 2 weeks' rent on an extra typewriter, 45 cents for supplies for Mr. Schneega's department, foreman on the third floor, 85 cents for the payment of a very small bill to King Hardware Company, $11.50 to a tinsmith for a small job he had done, 5 cents for thread, and 10 cents for car fare, one item. Then this young man, Harold Wright, of whom I spoke, omitted from the payroll, I added this up, and then made $39.51 and transferred it from here to there. I then made the balance in the usual way, checking it against the money on hand that I had in the cash box that night, and after checking and rechecking it, and finding no money missing from any source that we could trace, found that it was $4.54 short of the cash box, which was due to shortages in payroll in the past 3 months. I finished this work that I have just outlined at about 5 minutes to 6, and I proceeded to take out the clock strips from the clock which were used that day and replace them. I won't show you these slips, but the slips that I put in that night were stamped with a blue ink with a rubber dating stamp, April 28th, at the bottom opposite the word date, Defts X11. Now, in reference to these time slips,